This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. President Biden said he's lifting the ban on summertime E15 gasoline sales in an effort to give drivers a less expensive fuel option. But does E15, gas blended with 15% ethanol derived from corn and other grains, create more smog than conventional fuels?
No. In fact, it's really an unfounded claim. E15 actually is lower in volatility than regular gasoline that you see at the pump today. In fact, there are numerous studies out there that show E15 reducing emissions and improving air quality, reducing harmful air toxics, reducing particulate emissions.
Growth Energy's Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs, Chris Bliley, says E15 is beneficial.
On the greenhouse gas benefits, you know, ethanol is nearly a 50% reduction compared to gasoline. And with, you know, readily available technologies, we can get even lower. So a vital tool to address climate as well as other air emission issues.
E15 is approved for some 96% of all vehicles on the road today and all 2001 and newer.
So it's been more than two decades since a car was made that isn't approved for E15 by the EPA. And, you know, as you said, that's 96% of the vehicles on the road, and it's actually closer to 98% of the vehicle miles traveled.
Bliley says E15 is approved but not yet sold in Washington State.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.